You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Demon Slayer Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast. And that's a family, not a network. I'm here with my fam, Luke Hollywood. He has arrived.
What up?
He is here.
Ring the bell.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The star has arrived. Here
ding,
we are.
Ding.
We were a little, well, non-existent last
aren't we always?
Week for the chapter, but here we are, and it's a very quick
ooh.
Chapter. But it's a pretty big one for Nezuko. We were wondering what was going on with
he's
her.
He's going to kick butt. That's what's going to happen.
Yes. Regenerations and a lot of butt kicking
oh
with
my.
Kicks. It's butt kicking indeed. But what are we talking about?
This week we have the Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba's Chapter 83, Transformation, Jim. Operation Transformation.
Transformation.
Oh,
yeah, and we learn a little bit about Nezuko, but also Tanjiro, and what we learn is that they get mad when other people are getting, you know, hurt, and then they do things. That's
crazy.
What we learn. And the concept of this is kind of odd. I thought at one point that what it was going to be like, hey, everybody, you think Tanjiro is a good guy? Cool, you should have seen what he did before. It almost felt like Mr. Hansy over here. Like, now he's changed his ways. We were going to find out that before you end up having the family get killed, that he was a real pain in the butt.
No.
We find out that he gets scary with him and Nezuko at points because they are such nice people that they turn opposite when other people are getting hurt. And they go, and that's really not
they're
that
so
much
nice.
A revelation.
They get so strong from their niceness.
At the end of this, I mean, it does tie into the part where, yeah, Nezuko just happens to be a demon, and she kind of goes full-out demon mode, but that's about what we get, because you end up even starting out with Daki and kind of like a bit of a, hey, look at that, Daki was hanging out
with
Tameo,
smooth
operator, and oh my god, you're pretty good, but you gotta finish off this one demon that just seems to be, you know, the be-all, end-all, and it happens to be Nezuko shows up to save her brother. And you end up having, at this point, Tanjiro, he is out. Like, he's just laying there waiting to be killed. And yeah, you end up where that big play was of the mind. Smooth Operator said, you know, kill him. And like, yeah, I'm going to kill her. Also, Nezuko showed up slowly and then lay the proof at your feet. And she's like, there's no fear going on with Nezuko. Well, you can't really see that many expressions with her, but she's already it's transformation is the name of the chapter. It's the name of the game.
She got them angry eyes.
Yeah, you see it. It's already starting. The funny thing, though, is that Nezuko has one attack. And one attack, she kicks.
If we were playing the Demon Slayer Street Fighters, she would be a very easy opponent. Just that one move.
Maybe it'd be like the C button. I don't know whatever system you're playing. But yeah, she's jamming on that. And so the idea of this is Daki easily can defend herself from it. And Nezuko should be done because pretty much gets her. You can't kick without legs is what I
she's
hear down at the rec center. Is that
word
what they because you end up having the Obis going around. It's just like just slicing and dicing.
Uh-oh.
And it gets pretty cool. The art, I appreciate that even within the frenetic energy of it, the crazy moves and the blood, we still get booby and panty shots. I mean, they really make sure. Right?
This is the entertainment district, you know, you gotta stick to your guns.
Yeah, speaking of which, there's the movie that came out, and it is the entertainment district arc. It was kind of a crazy thing. We didn't have a movie theater in our town since the shutdown. Our I guess it was an AMC theater. It closed down. They opened up some fancy thing now, like one of those with the reclining seats and stuff. And I just like, oh, that's cool. And my kids went and they said it was really nice. So I wanted to see if there was anything that I would want to see. So I'm like, oh, let's
fancy.
Look. Oh, entertainment district. Pass. No, thank you. Now I actually want to go see it, but nobody will go with me. So yeah, you get a couple booby shots throughout this. And
that movie is not going to be PG.
Oh, no. And even in that, I was looking at the summary of the movie, and it doesn't seem that it's just like the entertainment district. It wasn't enough. I don't know. I don't know
how it sure
was
enough for us.
It just feels like, I think what I saw is it's just a bunch of the episodes strung together and put out as a movie. That's what it seemed, but I might be wrong. Again, I'm a dummy. But I actually, at one point, I also thought that Tantra was going to wake up. He's laying there. At the point, you get legs cut off and just launched into the next row of buildings. Nezuko, you think, oh my God, like she must be done. And then you do get this flashback. At first it seemed like it was throwing shade at Tanjiro, but it's also Nezuko and this talk. This isn't a really, there's no wow moment to this story. The story is, at one point, a grown-up was kind of being mean and injured a little kid, and Nezuko saw it and said, you shouldn't do that. And everybody got scared. I really think that the idea of the story was that, oh, that Nezuko, she doesn't really say much. And all of a sudden, she got angry and yelled at this guy. Cool. But I guess that works. And so you do have of the mind of maybe even Tanjiro thinking of this as he's sleeping now. But you can't really tell. But yeah, you end up where, Daki, it's not good enough to just cut legs off and throw somebody across the street in the buildings. You have to go and keep talking crap. And she goes over and it's like, oh, you're weak. You don't feed on humans. You know, how did you escape his lordship's control? Because that is a big thing, obviously, with Nezuko, and says, oh, your body is coming apart like falling tears. And I like the progress here because she is like, her legs and her lower body is covered with this rubble from hitting into the deal. So you would assume she has no lower body.
Yeah, no problem.
She just gets out. She gets out. And yeah, you could see body, where things no were problems. Cut, whatever. Yeah, no problem. She has legs again. And I love the look of just confusion and surprise on Daki's face. Just the trash talk that she was doing. And then she just has nothing to say and says, this doesn't work. She regenerated her legs, but shouldn't be able to stand on me even if she could do that, which is impossible. And I cut her in half. She legitimately cut her in half, cut her legs off. And she says, I felt it. I cut through. I saw it. And that's where you get, and I love that, like, arm up in the air, like almost power move by Nezuko. Looks pretty crazy. Almost like a Thor-like move. Cool. Like, all of a sudden, Mjolnir will come and, you know, go there because she's worthy. But she's fully repaired. Her arm, when she does this, it's repairing. And then you get, when you know it's big-time trouble for Daki, when you get rid of the bamboo muzzle of the, you know, she just goes boom. You get to see her vampire teeth. She gets rid
of the muzzle and a couple of buttons on her top.
That's true too. I mean, that's the other thing is, why is it that when you up your ante as a demon, all of a sudden you get breast implants?
Well, you're so angry, you don't care about your wardrobe malfunctions.
Holy moly! Well, if you got it, flaunt it, is what I say, right? So you end up where she's now gonna. It's funny that I didn't even really want to notice the booby going on, but you certainly did. Also, she's got some cool tats. I mean, she's all out. And then, I mean, as an aside, also a horn coming out of her head, but that's beside the point. She is mad and she's upset. But the whole idea of what we had of the flashback of the mind dream type deal was she's not herself right now. Even as a demon, she's actually so angry that she is transforming into something that might not be great. Uh-oh. I mean, I think that you're supposed to think that after this, what does she do? Is this going to be permanent? Is she going to end up
less horny after this? Oh, no.
I don't know, but I have a feeling that one of our guys by the name of Zenitsu might be a little more horny when he shows. I mean, the idea, if he showed up, his head would blow up right now.
Crazy.
I swear. And when you look at it, you're like, but would it? Because she's up. Yes, it would. He doesn't care. So, She's going full out. I don't know why this got sexy, but now she's going to attack. She's going to attack, you know, Ducky, but she uses the kicks again. Uh-oh. She only has that one attack.
You've been pressing that same button again.
Yeah, she didn't learn any other attack.
No new combos on love.
Yeah, she just got a little, you know, little upgrade in her personality. So she uses another kick, gets her leg cut off again. But this is where you really see the idea that it just, like, she's really powerful. Like, this Ducky's thrown up because she ends up, you know, just destroying her. And still, with even stumps at one point, you have Nezuko just wallop ducky, and yes, full panty shot.
Eat the pavement.
I don't know why we need the panty shot there, but we get it.
We're going to the entertainment district.
And then Ducky looks as, like, Nezuko's one of those you could cut off her leg, it looks like, and as she's taking another step, it'll reform before she even hits
the
ground.
It looks like her leg is inside. That's like the deeper one.
Yeah, and it's not even like you have funny things like in Deadpool where he's got the baby legs. Like, no, it just, boom, it comes back. And yeah, Ducky's like, I don't know what's happening. She's regenerating instantly. And that's something I can't even do. This is like real high up level stuff. I don't know what's happening. But you then end up where it's funny in the mind. Is it Tanjiro asking Tanjiro to him to wake up? Because that's what it looks like to me.
I took a double take. I think it's one of the brothers, but like, you know, back in the day, it looks very similar.
Without being able to see his scar, you can't tell. And
hey,
so I'm
me,
like, oh.
You got to sort like, this out.
Wake up, me. That's what, you know, you should say every time we record a podcast.
Don't say that.
You don't. That's me desperately as the other brother. Wake up, Will.
I see that last panel when Tanjiro opened his eyes and, you know, passing through the gear. That never happens. Never happens.
Even so, it's like the look of terror on your eye.
Actually,
normally what you would have is the look of terror. Oh my God, I missed it. The look of terror for you is, oh my God, it still hasn't happened. 5 minutes early, like you're like, oh, how am I going to explain this? And that's how it ends.
One.
I mean, and the whole thing is, Tanjiro, wake up. Nezuko isn't herself anymore. Get the narration before when this was going on. Again, it's of the mind in this as well. But in this, and we've had things, you never know, you know, what's real or if it's actually, you know, ghost bro, I like to call him, you know, waking him up in the mind. But yeah, he wakes up. He actually wakes up and says Nezuko isn't herself anymore. He's going to wake up and be like, oh, my, get a jacket or something on. Seriously. But I mean, really, if he's woken up. So when we get to the next chapter, I don't know that, like, usually you'd have a play of, oh, my God, Nezuko, you don't want to do that. You'll never forgive yourself. No, I think she'll forgive herself. I want her to kill Ducky. I don't want him to pull her back. This might be the only way you're going to kill her.
This might be the only way out of the entertainment district. If I was Tanjiro, I'd be like, you know, give it some more leg action. Keep swinging.
At the moment, it really does look like Nezuko's like stomping on her like she's making wine. And let her go. And then with that foot kick.
Let's make some demon wine.
I'm waiting for at the very end, like a policeman to show up and say, you guys got to go. Like, you guys are destroyed. The entertainment district is half destroyed now. So they better get them out of there. Where is everybody? Everybody's asleep. But yeah, what would you give this?
I thought it was solid. You know, it's nice to see that Nezuko is kicking butt and only kicking because she didn't learn any other combos. Oh no. But she didn't get the costume. She spent all her upgrade points on the costume instead of, you know, oh jeez. But yeah, you know, it was pretty cool. And I like that bit, you know, we know that Tanjiro is a nice guy. And he gets mad sometimes. Turns out that runs in the family. Who would have thought, Jim? Oh, my goodness. And then, you know, my clone from the mind tells me that I have to sort at the end of it. There you go. That's a good way to end. And hopefully we'll wrap things up soon, because as we've said before, this entertainment district is ceasing to be entertaining, Jim. Aye, aye, aye. But I'll go solid. You know, not like there's a course wardrobe. 7.5 out of 10.
I knew you were going to go 7.5. I'm going to go 8 because I do like Nezuko being able to do something.
I bet you do.
Right? I mean, seriously. She's, yeah. There's two things I like about her suddenly.
Oh,
it's
my
her,
goodness.
It's her sassiness and her tenacity. Well, those are the two things.
And her mind in the growing legs.
8 out of 10. The two legs I like. They keep getting cut off and reappear. But, good. Yeah. I still like it. We do have to get out of this entertainment district. And
please.
the you know, revelation that, oh my God, Nezuko will protect, you know, Tanjiro, even to the point where she might transform into something hideous that she can't come back from. I would think that she would have done that just like Tanjiro would do for her. So with all of that, thanks everybody for listening. We'll get Luke to wake up of the mind next week again, and we'll continue going on. And hey, if you want to give us a review on the Apple Podcast, we'd appreciate that. We haven't gotten many reviews lately for this, and this is our most popular one. So people should get there. I'll tell you, I'll throw it out there for people. What's it called? Dragon Ball, which is nowhere near as popular as this one.
Dragon Balls.
I got two reviews for that last week. I think the Demon Slayer people, they're sitting on their hands. After end up like getting tired of making fun of me pronouncing names, they got nothing. Right?
Please.
So they can drop a line, like I said, on Apple Podcasts. But that is it. We will talk to you all next week.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.